Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump is running away with the Republican presidential primary in Massachusetts. According to a new WBUR poll out this morning, it finds Trump leading his challenger, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, 83-14. WBUR's Fred Tice reports that the poll also indicates a historic change in the Massachusetts Republican Party.
Even in the state where he was once a popular governor, Weld is having trouble generating much support against the overwhelming favorite of Republican voters, Trump. But he can count on Laura Yeager, a retired bookkeeper. She meets me at a coffee shop where she lives in Framingham.
As governor of Massachusetts, I think he did a really good job. He was pretty level. He's very smart. Got a lot of good things done for Massachusetts. And I really hate Donald Trump.
Do you want to get into why you hate Donald Trump?
Sure. He doesn't have any of the qualities that I think president should have: integrity, honor, intelligence.
I would like to see the wall built.
The overwhelming majority of Republican primary voters are like Janice Hurd of Boston, who retired from a career in nuclear medicine. She supports Trump.
I see him accomplishing things. Now, do I believe he's perfect? Absolutely not. I think he's a bit of a bully.
Or consider Michael Lane, a retired truck driver in Pembroke, another Trump supporter.
He's been a big change for the country, and he's not just your average politician, and that's what people don't like about him. He's upset the balance of the status quo.
Lane prefers Trump's style of leadership over the top Republican in the state, Governor Charlie Baker's.
Charlie Baker seems to lean more towards the liberal side, and just Trump is a breath of fresh air.
It's not just that the overwhelming number of Republican voters intend to vote for Trump. It's that the Republican Party of Massachusetts has been transformed in four brief years. In 2016, Trump won the Massachusetts primary, but with just 49%. His support is now overwhelming. 82% of likely Republican primary voters have a favorable view of him, compared to only 50% for Baker. Steve Cozella is president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the survey for WBUR.
The party here is Donald Trump's party. You know, sometimes it's perhaps a bit harder to see because Charlie Baker is a Republican governor and is incredibly popular. But when it comes to the committed base of the Republican Party, it is Trump's party.
And Cozella's polling finds that the two former governors who have stood up to Trump, Utah Senator Mitt Romney by voting to convict him in his impeachment trial, and Weld by running against him, are extremely unpopular with Massachusetts Republicans.
Bill Weld ran up one of the largest electoral margins in history as Republican governor of Massachusetts, but now you look at his favorables, and among Republicans, his own partisans, he's way underwater when you compare the number who view him favorably to the number who view him unfavorably.
Baker is, in fact, much more popular among Democratic primary voters than he is among Republicans. And he's more popular among Weld supporters like Yeager from earlier.
Charlie Baker at least seems to listen to people and sort of listen to his advisors, and whereas Donald Trump seems to make an emotional decision and then runs with it, no matter what anybody seems to tell him.
But Yeager is now among a small minority. For decades, as the Republican Party nationally moved right, New England Republicans clung to their traditions of fiscal conservatism and social liberalism. That old Yankee Republican Party, once a hallmark of Massachusetts, appears to be gone. It's been swept away by Trump. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.